Some girl will get them pregnant. I'll over dance. Some girl will look and dress. Они были не надо. Seperti lagu cinta. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis.
Sambil bermain mata, turun ke hati, hatinya jatuh.
Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandengan tangan, hati pelukan di angan jatuh.
Awan menari-nari
romantis
sambil merayu, lupakan ada waktu. Angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta. Ku tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis.
Here's the news. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Arief Hafaz Ogroseno believes that developing countries need to formulate scientific methods and approaches to calculate the price of carbon sequestration. He made the statement while delivering the opening remarks at the symposium Exploring the Global South, Epistemologies, Development Pathways, and Research Network, organized by the National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, in Jakarta yesterday. Population and Family Planning Minister Wi Haji has underlined the need for sustainable funding to support contraceptive access and building quality families in Indonesia. During a meeting with their representative of the United Nations Population Fund for Indonesia, Hassan Mosami, he also drew attention to the need for sustainable funding to protect women's rights, reduce the maternal mortality rate, and encourage sustainable economic growth. And that was the news.
aku. Tatkala harus berpapasan di tengah pelariannya di malam hari, menuju pagi sedikit jumlah banyak rindu
culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat, as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wadung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiahs to 25,000 rupiahs per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOA listeners and viewers, the 58th ASEAN Foreign Ministers Meeting and related meetings is taking place now in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, on July 8 to the 11, 2025. Foreign ministers from ASEAN member states and Timor-Leste, along with ASEAN's external partners, are gathering to discuss and shape the shared future. And today's VOI talk will discuss the ASEAN Foreign Ministers Meeting and the opportunity of ASEAN to grow amid the global situation with a researcher at the Center for Southeast Asian Social Students of Universitas Gajah Mada Indonesia, Bapak Muhadi Sugiono. Good morning, Pak Muhadi. Thank you for joining us on VOI talk.
Good morning. Thank you for having me with you.
You're welcome, Pak Muhadi. So, Pak Muhadi, how does this meeting, according to you, serve as a platform to solve regional and global challenges?
Yes, I think for Indonesia, ASEAN is still a very important platform to deal with situation, especially in the region, also the possibility to talk about the problem beyond the region. Why? Because ASEAN is the natural environment for Indonesia. Geographically, this is the countries with whom we share geographical situation as well as geopolitical position. So I think the meeting of ASEAN is all very important for Indonesia.
So actually, what is really needed by ASEAN at this time, considering the current global situation?
There are two things that I find it very important. The first thing is ASEAN need to enhance and strengthen its cohesiveness internally, because it is no doubt that ASEAN is lacking right now about the political as well as social and economic cohesion within the countries in Southeast Asia themselves. And the second one is ASEAN need to present itself as a single and united voice against external actors, so especially in the situation, as you mentioned, the geopolitical situation, geopolitical turbulence in the region and beyond the region, then ASEAN need to show as a single and united actor.
Okay, Pak Muhadi, before moving on to the next question, can you move a bit to the left for a better visual on Zoom, our interview? Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
Now, moving on to more global situation, global flashpoint, such as the conflicts of Israel-Palestine, Israel-Iran, Russia-Ukraine, and currently the U.S. tariff measures. How this affects ASEAN's position and unity?
Well, no doubt that ASEAN actually are not... It's not consisting of homogeneous members. They have different orientation, ideologically, economically, they are different as ASEAN. So in such a situation, there is a possibility that ASEAN cohesion will be in danger, because one member of ASEAN tend to look at one particular external power, while the other are turning into the others. And this has been the case, for example, in the case of South China Sea, while some ASEAN members are confronted with China, then look at the US and the other are still having a very good relation with China and so on and so on. So the division in ASEAN is becoming more serious problems.
And from the global one, we go to the regional one, the internal issues in ASEAN, like Myanmar, online scams, the South China Sea. How critical is it for ASEAN to address this? Like, how big the impact of these issues on ASEAN countries if they are not resolved immediately?
Yeah, as I mentioned before, those issues affect ASEAN in two different ways that before, internally, the internal cohesion as well as external cohesion, in the sense that ASEAN can present itself externally as a single actor. But internally, the fact that we cannot solve the problem in Myanmar, and then we still have a problem how to deal with the South China Sea issues, it indicates that the ASEAN still need to find a common position with regard to this kind of issue. There are many things that need to be done in ASEAN to deal with the homework internally.
Malaysia's Prime Minister himself, Anwar Ibrahim, has met frequently with Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto to discuss ASEAN's future. How do you assess Indonesia's leadership role in the region today?
Well, Indonesia has been a leader in ASEAN, but we cannot take it for granted, because our policy is moving toward external world, wider environments beyond ASEAN. And the question is whether or not, with the intention of, especially when we are talking about the current government, when the current government would like to present Indonesia in the wider world, whether or not this will affect Indonesia's interest in ASEAN. So when Indonesia would like to play more leadership role at the global level, then we need to ask that this will be done at the expense of Indonesian leadership in ASEAN. I hope that this will not, but who knows? Because looking at the current situation, the current development, it seems to me that Pak Prabowo is traveling a lot to other places outside ASEAN. And even when Pak Prabowo traveled for the first time, it is not ASEAN member countries where he traveled to, but outside ASEAN. So this can be seen as sending the wrong signal that Indonesia is no longer interested with ASEAN.
Okay, and now we talk the President Prabowo's Astajita, Indonesia's long-term strategic vision. So then how can Indonesia utilize more ASEAN to support this?
Well, from time to time, since the establishment of ASEAN, Indonesia enjoy an environment where stability enables Indonesia to focus on the economic development, for example, and internal stability. So ASEAN become a kind of cushion against the external shock, for example. And therefore, we need to make sure that ASEAN can play that role. Unless we have the ASEAN as a cushion shock for us, then we will face the turbulence in the world directly. And this will have a significant impact on whatever policy that we have internally, including Astajita.
Okay. And when it comes to the changes of signing the ASEAN nuclear free zones in the 58th ASEAN foreign ministers meeting, what are the changes that you see?
Well, this is a very significant for us to have a nuclear weapon state sign the Southeast Asian nuclear weapon free zone, because without their endorsement, then the nuclear weapon free zone in Southeast Asia does not mean anything, because external power, especially the nuclear weapon state, can intervene without any consequence for them. So by signing, and which means that they recognize that Southeast Asia is basically a region without a nuclear weapon. So this means that no weapon, nuclear weapon, can be brought to Southeast Asia. So this makes Southeast Asia even free from the nuclear weapons. And this is the vision that our leaders at that time really would like to have. And this is and with the global movement toward the world without nuclear weapons.
Okay, so to conclude all of this, what is the most realistic and impactful outcome that you think ASEAN can deliver from the 58th ASEAN Foreign Ministers meeting?
So I really would like to see that ASEAN go back to the initial intention of its establishment, that is to maintain stability, to promote economic development within Southeast Asia. And this can only be done by enhancing and as well as strengthening the cohesion among the ASEAN member states. And the second one that I also hope to be achieved within the meeting was to strengthen also the external cohesion of ASEAN toward, I mean, the position of ASEAN, the unity of ASEAN in relation to the external world. Because the pressure from the external is so strong that if ASEAN is not cohesive enough, they cannot make any bargaining against external world in one voice.
Okay, Pak Muhadi, thank you so much for joining us on today's VOI Talk. ASEAN faces tough choice ahead, but dialogue is always the first step. We'll see you in another VOI Talk. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, listener, that's today's VOI Talk with a researcher at the Center for Southeast Asian Social Students of Gajah Mada University, Bapak Muhadi Sugiono, talking about the 58th ASEAN Foreign Ministers meeting that is now being held in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Stay tuned for more insightful, inspiring talks on VOI Talks from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voinews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song by Maudie Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudie Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudie Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota, or Poem of the City, on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudie collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024, the song was actually first written by Maudie on April 17, 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudie Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Have a listening.
berlaku dengan gaya nadamu. Di mana aku di sini, rindu akan nyawamu. Sekalian tersanyi merekat, lagumu bagai semangat di jiwa. Oh hatiku ini rindu, namun tak perlu berharap.
One of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experience by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau. Tahukah lagu yang kau suka? Tahukah pintu untuk aku.
Listener, don't forget to tune in to our online streaming at voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Also, our application in RRE Digital for those of you love watching on demand.
Is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as gempol platter, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As gempol pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as gempol pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is added with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapeh. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Bye.
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala Village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.